Welcome to Recipe Club, the podcast where we debate the best way to cook the things you want to eat. My name is Chris Ying. I am the co-host of this podcast, along with Mr. David Chang.
Hello, hello, hello.
Dave, this is the 75th hour of podcasting you've done this week.
You've recorded a lot of podcasts. The Spotify team, most of them, the non-important, non-essential people have left for Stockholm, Sweden. I'm out of office in a week or so. I just found out I have to be in New York this weekend for work. So we've been filming.
You've just been like, basically, you've been fattening up for the winter here, hibernating with podcasts.
Yeah. I'm really feeling my age. I can't do what I used to do work-wise. So that's a real thing. And you know, now I'm 46, and now I know why. No, there's no athlete that's professional that does what they do. Not even punters or kickers, right? So once you get to that level, or even long snappers.
Even a long snapper can't do that. Well, I can't bend
that. You've reached the point where it's just like, that's it. And that's where my body is at.
Well,
and I'm so tired. We recorded all day yesterday.
All day,
podcast,
all night.
And then we were filming. I cooked a lot yesterday.
Let's talk about what you cooked a little bit.
I'm tired.
And also, let's hope, because I'm also sleepy, let's hope that our guest takes care of all the entertainment for us today.
I'm tired as fuck, too. Y'all want to just call it a day?
Shit. that voice we haven't heard for a minute belongs to...
What, this one?
Yeah, belongs to none other than the... Recently, very recently betrothed, wedded, Brian Ford, host of the Flaky Biscuit podcast, author of New World Baking, but most importantly, Recipe Club regular, Wedgie Supreme. What's up, Brian?
Yo, Recipe Club people's champ. You already know what it is.
Would you classify him as the people's champ?
Yeah, which is, it's the consolation trophy.
It's a trophy nonetheless. It's like Arsenal winning the Community Shield on Sunday, you know? We take a little where we can.
It's Arsenal winning the Community Shield on PKs, if I'm not mistaken. Just the...
It is what it is, man.
I wanted to give Dave, you the chance to talk about some of the recent cooking you've been doing. You want to do a quick...
Well, Brian, I've been cooking a lot. And, you know, since the beginning of the pandemic, when everyone was making their crappy sourdough, I promised myself that I was going to become a better baker by not following any of the bullshit recipes. Nothing. No measuring. Nothing. I was only going to do it by intuition and feel, much like Indiana Jones in the first Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom, where he's going to get a bag of sand. He's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I got to say, I think I've reached a higher level in the black belt phase. You know, if black belt's the highest phase, I think I'm like a brown belt now.
You were making a stew and a bread to go with it. You completely eyeballed that bread?
I was thinking about what I wanted to eat with some juicy tomatoes that I picked up from the farmer's market over the weekend. They got super ripe. Pan con tomate, mm-hmm. You know, the Spanish version, which is on mm-hmm. Pan de Cristal, right? Which is delicious. It's almost like a cracker.
Yeah.
And if it didn't come out, I could just turn it into flatbread, which is like turning crappy rice into congee or juke or something like that. So I was like, that's what I'm going to try to do. And I just eyed the whole thing. I've never made it before in my life. And I think it came out really goddamn good.
But it had that that very thin, crispy, shattering crust.
What I also did, we found out the person we were cooking for has a nostalgia for a bagel that he used to eat with Chris Ying. I've never made a bagel in my life. I've seen bagel made by an old pastry chef across when I was working Garmager, and I remember looking at it a handful of times, but I never made it in my life.
And frustratingly, Brian, this fucking guy pulled it off. Hot dogs. Today was the hot dog episode. And if you do a quick little Google search or a Bing search or whatever your engine of choice is for hot dog recipes, you will turn up 232 million results. When we do it on our computers, the first ones we get are from the Pioneer Woman for pretzel dogs, pull apart pigs in a blanket, and bacon-wrapped hot dogs.
All of those are from the Pioneer Woman?
All of them are from the Pioneer Woman, I believe.
They're
all...
they show up first, like separate recipes?
She got that SEO game on lock.
Damn.
What is the Recipe Club's general stance on the hot dog? And I want to be clear here. We're talking about hot dogs. We're talking about the emulsified, usually uncased, perfectly smooth American ballpark Frank. We're not talking about sausages generally. We're talking about the Frankfurter.
Some people be on that shit where you making hot dogs at the crib. You show up and they're making like bratwurst and Italian sausage and shit. I'm like, you ain't making hot dogs though.
You're making
other sausages, and well, sure, those taste great, but you ain't making hot dogs.
Don't tell me you're gonna make hot dogs if you're not gonna make hot dogs,
dude. You shouldn't play with hot dogs, man. That's not something that should be played with. But
I agree. If you say hot dogs, you gotta be making hot dogs. Yeah. Chang, hot dog in general, fan, not a fan, stance.
My kids like them. I think they can be good when you're drunk. Mm-hmm. I think they can be good when you're at a Gray's Papaya, which is ironically when you're drunk. If you don't know what the recession special is, it's a delicious thing. And I wouldn't say drunk. Sometimes when you're stoned, it's also delicious.
Oh, absolutely.
I will say that hot dogs seem to taste better once I stand in continental Europe. My feet touch the ground and all of a sudden hot dogs taste delicious. When you land in the Copenhagen airport, the first thing you want is a hot dog. And I don't really care. I have this amazing ability to suspend any knowledge or understanding of how a hot dog is made, which is lips and assholes, let's just be honest.
And why do you pulverize it beyond recognition? Because you don't want people to know. Yes.
Right? So,
which doesn't, by the way, doesn't mean it's not delicious.
Doesn't mean it's not delicious, which is why I suspend belief and understanding. And, you know, anytime there's some kind of hot dog in Europe, it's delicious. Anytime I was in Austria, I don't even know the names of the wieners, but they would have things that literally look, I called it a hot dog. And they were like, no. And I was like, it's really good. It looks like a hot dog. They're like, no, it's not. So I don't know what the hell it was, but it was delicious.
Let's play this really quick because there are. I think you're right, Chang. I think the quintessential American hot dog, the thing on the package, the little picture is always just a Frank in a bun with mustard, ketchup, maybe relish, some iteration of that. But there are variations all across the United States, all across the world on what you top a hot dog with. The hot dog has penetrated the global consciousness. I'm going to do a little round robin here. Let's do a little thing here on just an overrated, underrated. How do you rate these various iterations of the hot dog? Brian, you as well. Let's start simply with the New York City, not Gray's Papaya.
Dirty Water Hot Dog?
Dirty Water Hot Dog.
I don't know what's worse, the New York City pretzel or the Dirty Water Hot Dog?
The reason why it's called Dirty Water Hot Dog, they come from the carts and they're just swimming in a little hot bath of dirty water.
Water from the East River.
And typical, I don't know this, but typical toppings for Dirty Water Dog is just like onion and mustard. Is that like the play most of the time?
I don't think I've ever had one.
Brian.
I've had one before. It's bad. it's not good. I had the one at Yankee Stadium is fire. The hot dog they got with the sauerkraut at Yankee Stadium, super fire.
But. Hot dogs at PDT? Delicious, especially this thing called the Chang Dog. Delicious.
I'm gonna get to this. Hold on the Chang Dog. I'm gonna get to the Chang Dog in a second. The Chicago hot dog, neon green relish, pickle spear, tomato, onion, sport peppers.
Hold the relish.
Celery salt.
Yeah, hold the relish. I think the Chicago dog is my preferred hot dog. Hot dogs. Remember hot dogs?
Hot dogs, man. Duck fat fries and hot in Chicago
dogs. That
was dogs.
Good. When done well, it's delicious. Also, in New York, Stupak's. New hot dog, $29. Probably should be $38. I've been told it's delicious.
All right. Where are you on the Chicago dog, Brian?
It's my favorite hot dog. The onions, the pickle, the little sweet pepper thing. You got to have the soft poppy bun, though. You have to have the soft poppy bun. I mean, like, I'll fuck with it if it doesn't have it, but you got to have the soft poppy bun, and it's got to be warm, like melting your mouth warm.
I'm going to say this. I don't like the Chicago dog.
Ooh.
And it might be because of that relish.
God asked for no that relish.
Why do I need the pickle and the relish?
Relish in general is not something I mess with. I think that's not
slimy pickle stuff. Gross.
But if you remove the relish, Chris, do you like it?
I've never done it, so I think that might be when I think about what I don't like about it, it might be the relish. So it might just I might just have to try the no relish Chicago dog. Let me ask you both this. Let me take a quick break from this part of the game. There is a strong contingent of people who just feel very passionately that you should never have ketchup on a hot dog. Where are you guys on that?
I do it. I do it. I do ketchup, mustard, chili, cheese. I'll do it all at the same time. Because if you're eating a hot dog and you have rules, that's dumb. Like, you're eating a hot dog. I mean, how are they? I get if you don't like some. I actually know that you both don't like ketchup, I think, from one of our other episodes.
It can only be done on a hamburger. That's it. No hot dog ketchup. No hot dog ketchup. And no mustard.
No mustard.
Just onion sauce. Nope. No onion. Just onions sauce.
Ah, shit. All right. Hold on this for. I have a game I want to play with this one in a second. But let's wrap up this part really quick, because I want to go through this quick rapid fire now. The bacon wrapped, aka danger dog, you find outside of a stadium, cooked on a sheet pan, bacon wrapped hot dog, peppers and onions.
Next time I see it, I'm going to eat one.
Brian, where are you at on the bacon wrapped hot dog?
I like it. I play with it.
What about the Coney dog? Cincinnati chili, cheese, onion, mustard.
Yeah. I'll suck those down.
Is that Coney Island from Detroit?
Yes, the Coney dog of Detroit, the Coneys of Detroit. Yes,
it's delicious,
super delicious.
I've been there.
All right, let's go international. And if you guys haven't had these, we can pass. But you already said the Danish dog with remoulade and fried onions, A+.
Yes, great,
delicious. Have any of you guys tried the Colombian dog? Pineapple sauce, coleslaw, mayo, crispy potatoes, and sometimes a quail egg on top.
That sure sounds like a Seattle dog to me. Should have been the Seattle dog.
What do you think?
Cooked on a cedar plank.
Have you messed with that, Brian?
No, I have not. I have not messed with that, but it does sound quite good.
A few of these sort of Central and South American dogs seem truly amazing and truly...
You got the Honduran one on there?
What is the Honduran variation?
In the soccer stadiums in Honduras, which is a shit show, by the way, and the little kids basically work in the stadium to sell food. They run around with all food. It's with a encurtido. So it's like a nice bolillo style bread. So it's a little bit, it's not as soft, but it's got an encurtido and like pickled cabbage and shit like that on it. And it's quite good.
Damn.
I don't know if that's really, I don't know if that's even Honduran style. I just had it in Honduras. I never had it anywhere else. So.
But some of these, like I said, some of the, like the Central and South America, like Guatemala, you have a shuco, which is guacamole on a bacon wrapped hot dog, mayonnaise, ketchup, cabbage. Ooh. The completo in Chile is chopped tomatoes, avocados, mayonnaise, sauerkraut, three kinds of hot sauce. You have the Sonora dog, which is actually more of like a Mexican-American dog, I think. Caramelized onions, peppers, pico de gallo, avocado, ketchup, mustard, mayo. Chang, the Korean hot dog. Describe it and give us your verdict.
What is a Korean hot dog? What is it?
The gamja hot dog. It's fried in like a rice batter with French fries in the batter. So it's got like little pokey bits everywhere. It looks like a...
No, I'm not eating that. That's embarrassing. Come on, Kree. You're better than this.
And then
you're better than this.
And then here, I'll wrap this up with the worst international hot dog I've ever had. I don't know if either of you have had the Swedish tunnblalula, which is a flatbread of lavash filled with the hot dog, mashed potatoes, shrimp salad, ketchup, mayo, mustard, and onions. Three sheets to the wind, and I ate this, and I still didn't finish it.
No. That's not good. I'm going to give you right now the definitive best hot dogs things for me.
Okay. Well, I was going to – is this – before you do, I was going to ask. I wanted – if this overlaps, what is the – if there is a Democratic Republic of Chang, a Democratic Republic of Brian, and a Democratic Republic of Ying, what are the representative hot dogs of those countries?
Then you can always choose one.
Yeah.
I'm choosing Wetzel's Pretzels, hot dog – stuffed in a buttery pretzel roll, and that's the only hot dog of choice because that's delicious. When I eat hot dogs, it's got to be thoughtful, and it's got to be minimalistic, right? It's got to have just the right connection to the environment.
I don't know if Wetzel's Corporation will associate with the rogue nation of Democratic Republic of Chang, but I hear you. That's the defining one. But what is the Chang dog at PDT?
That's a kimchi puree on a bacon wrapped hot dog, and that's it. It's delicious. I can't even take credit for it. I think that was Don Lee being like, "Can I? You want to make this?"
Brian, what is your signature hot dog?
I'm glad you asked me that. There will be a lot of judgment in this. When I eat hot dogs, I just feel like an animal. So my preferred hot dog, honestly, I'll tell you real shit, is you wrap the hot dog in two slices of American cheese. You hit it in the oven till the cheese is super melted. You put it on the bun, Hormel chili, ketchup. That's it. Simple, grimy, savage, not healthy, not artisanal, just pure, low down and dirty hot dog.
That seems
shit.
Like a lot of work.
No, this, what?
Does seem like a.
It seems like a lot of work.
The chili is one extra step, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, like putting the cheese and waiting and then opening up a can.
So,
a lot of work, man.
For me, I mean, I get down with it. So the hot dog I've probably eaten most in my life is the Wiener Schnitzel chili cheese dog. As I was left in the back of my parents' Baskin-Robbins to entertain myself for hours on end, I would just crush half a dozen Wiener Schnitzel chili cheese dogs as a young skinny boy. The representative hot dog of my nation is I was with you, Brian, because I was like, oh, shit, he's going to overlap with my national hot dog. But I think Chang is right in that the extra step of the chili makes it too much for me. So if it's late and I'm eating a hot dog at my house, it is whatever bread is in there, squishy bun or white bread or whatever. It goes into the toaster oven with American cheese, with the hot dog, and I'm just going to count on them both to cook, all three of them to cook at the same amount of time.
Okay, yeah.
And then they're going to come out and they're going to get some Kewpie mayonnaise and hot sauce, and they're going to go, hope.
Hope.
And the next one's going to go in as the first one goes down.
that's the cycle. That's the cycle.
You get 232 million results when you Google hot dog recipes, and frankly, we should have used one of them. But instead, we turn to you, our loyal listeners, who can still send in more recipes for the season. You can still send in recipes for ube, flavored vodka, maple syrup, coffee, and instant potato flakes by emailing them to thefixer@majordomomedia.com. This time around, we presented Brian Ford with five options of listener-submitted recipes, including Hot Dog Marshmallow Skewer Surprise by Isabel Rocio, Stuffed Hot Dogs by Megan Walsh, Hot Dogs and Beans by Rachel Darr, and Wiener Spaghetti by Emily Weiser. Sorry, just four recipes. Between those four choices, Brian, Hot Dog Marshmallow Skewer Surprise, Hot Dogs and Beans, Stuffed Hot Dogs, and Wiener Spaghetti. Which one did you choose and why?
Well, I chose the stuffed hot dog. I honestly chose it because it seemed like the most reasonable thing to eat. Because, you know, we have to cook these things and eat them, or at least a bite of it, or bite of them. The marshmallow thing, that's a disaster. I don't even know what that's supposed to be like. So I was like, nah, I ain't doing that. The spaghetti one seemed like a mess. I just wasn't trying to do that, you know, carb overload. I can't have pots of spaghetti sitting around my house, bro. Whether it has hot dogs in it or whether it has meatballs, whatever, man. I'm going to just sit in front of the stove with a fork, go to town. After I eat my serving on the couch, I'm going to go downstairs in front of the stove with a fork, crush spaghetti. Same with beans. Like, you know, if I make a big old pot of hot dog beans, well, I'm going to serve it over rice. You know, rice is, you know, I eat a lot of rice. Then I sit in front of the stove. So I was like, if I make stuffed hot dogs, I'm also going to overeat. But at least there's no carb involved. I don't know. There is. It's potatoes. But shit, man. I don't know. It seemed the tastiest also.
So this was the choice of self-preservation. You went with Megan Walsh's stuffed hot dogs. You know what? Let me give Megan Walsh her flowers here and read what she had to say about her recipe. Megan says, hi, my name is Megan, and I'm from Ottawa, Ontario, in Canada. My recipe is for stuffed hot dogs. My mom used to make these for us as kids as a treat in the winter when we couldn't barbecue because it was under 6 feet of snow. Basically, you take hot dogs, you slice them lengthwise, you butterfly them, you stuff them with mashed potatoes, bacon, cheese, sour cream, and scallions. And then you bake those as you would a, you know, twice baked potato. And that is the whole recipe for stuffed hot dogs. We made the original in the studio, which you will see on social media and eventually on video form. But as always, we also weren't satisfied just to do things the way Megan instructed. And the way we play our little game here is we each took a spin on the wheel of death behind me here that gave us a constraint under which we had to prepare Megan's stuffed hot dogs. As I go through my records here, Dave, you landed on vegan.
Yeah, I did.
I got keto for the 25th time this season. And Brian, your restriction was pantry only, meaning you could only use shelf stable ingredients in a, you know, dorm room or post-apocalyptic scenario here that you could make these stuffed hot dogs. Mm-hmm. Usually I let the person who did the one closest to the original go first, but man, these are all going to be wild, I think. Brian, it's your episode. It's your honors. Why don't you tell us how you went about making pantry only stuffed hot dogs?
I will gladly tell you about the excellence that I created, the absolutely deliciousness that I conjured up, because when I saw the restriction, I was briefly confused, briefly perplexed. And then I thought about good old-fashioned Vienna sausages. And I was like, let me tell you something right now. I'm going to go ahead and use Vienna sausages. All right, so this is how it went down. And if you really start to break down each ingredient, mashed potatoes, cheese, you know, there are high-quality versions of these that are shelf-stable. You know, I found an instant mashed potato mix that had sour cream somehow in it also. It was the sour cream and chive instant mashed potato mix. Boom. I seen
that's
that
your job.
Like,
that's amazing.
Checking the box there. Vienna sausages are kind of small. So I was like, I need to think about this because I'm not going to be butterflying a Vienna sausage. So I got them and I was thinking about it. And then I got some dried onion flakes. You know, there's green onion flakes, for the cheese. You already know I got the Velveeta pack. Come on, son. Went and got a Velveeta pack for that nice ooey gooey. And I was off to the races. I was like, you know, this is a solid haul here in the market. I was feeling good. I was checking out and they thought I was an Uber Instacart shopper because I guess my shit looked terrible. They were like, are you Instacart? I'm like, nah, I'm just a regular dude buying shitty ass food. you know, like straight up. They were like, are you Instacart? Because you're getting Vienna sausage, a box of Vienna sausages. All right, yeah, check it out, man, because what I did, this shit was crazy. Oh, and then I also used breadcrumbs. All right, so I'm shelf stable, right? I'm going to tell you why. So I took the Vienna sausages and I mashed them all up. It sounds like, you know, I had this ball of sausage mash. All right. I took some cling wrap. All right. I put the Vienna sausage on the cling wrap like a paste almost. Okay. Then I made the mashed potato mix. I mixed the Velveeta into the mashed potato mix. I put that into the middle and I rolled this up nice into the shape of a hot dog. Then I sliced them, breaded them, and I deep fried them.
You basically pureed the Vienna sausages into a paste.
Did you shape
that into the hot dog, or was that sheeted out and then did you pipe the Velveeta potato, whatever it is, into it?
So Vienna paste.
Meat paste. All right. Vienna paste.
Meat paste.
You know, thin. Yeah.
All right. Meat paste.
Piped out. Spread. Piped out the potato spread.
Piped
and
out
cheese.
The potato spread and the cheese.
And you rolled it like a cigar.
Rolled it like a cigar. Breaded it. Fried it. And ate it. All right. And I'm going to tell you, it was fucking good. It was quite good, actually. It was shockingly good and actually probably more unhealthy than any of the other recipes that I passed up.
Well, I'm glad that somebody took this seriously and won, because you won.
That's fucking awesome.
I'm going to tell you something right now. If Vienna sausages were long, I would have ended up trying to butterfly and do that bullshit. But because they're so small, I just, that didn't make sense to me. So see, listen,
people
it
ask,
was quite good.
Oh, shell stable, it's so stupid. I was like, wrong, you're stupid. Because clearly that's a wonderful idea. And it shows you why you're stupid. Because Brian just showed you something that is genius.
You basically created a new stuffed sausage. That's very sick. Did the Vienna sausage farce fully, like, encase the stuff? It became like a whole sausage stuffed with cheese and potato.
It almost just became one. With itself. The breading really helped. Now, you know, I couldn't dredge it right with anything, eggs or milk, because I can't use those. So I kind of used I used a little bit of the Vienna sausage juice from the can to just add more moisture and then roll it into the breadcrumbs. Plain breadcrumbs, I'm sure, you know, you can use panko or Italian season. I just had kind of plain breadcrumbs, added a little salt, pepper, and paprika and stuff like that to it.
Well, this is where I deduct some points. You could have dredged it in something. You could have gotten powdered milk, and you could have gotten powdered eggs, and you could have dredged it proper.
Hold on. No, the dredge was not even necessarily necessary. Look, I've made, I don't know how many chicken cutlets you've made, but you don't need a dredge chicken for a chicken cutlet. You can fry things perfectly fine and crispy without a dredge. So please.
I think it's only fair, Chang, that you go straight into yours.
All right. I'm going to just tell you right now. Give me a zero. I didn't use a vegan hot dog.
You just used a straight up hot dog.
Because you know why? I care about the environment. And I was not going to buy something that was going to go to waste. I refused. Mm-hmm. I refused to do that. We actually had some old hot dog. I didn't want to increase my carbon footprint. I wanted to use the existing hot dogs that we had. And if you're going to eat vegan, I'm eating vegan not just for animal rights, etc. I want to do it for my carbon footprint and for sustainability. Okay. So I wanted, and I just wanted to say this, that if you are vegan, you should have the ability to switch to eat things that are local and that are existing on your, you know, like within your region.
What did you do to make your vegan hot dog?
So just make that clear. There's a reason why I chose to use existing hot dogs. Okay. Two, because of that, and knowing full well it would be controversial. I don't think so. It could be controversial for you. Fine. I wanted to give myself a 3-minute challenge. I wanted to not just take it to 20 minutes. It's like I spun the wheel in an alternate universe and it said, make it under 3 minutes. So I did.
Wait, so you just made up a random challenge?
Everything else was vegan.
Yeah.
So I took tofu. I took tofu and I smashed it with my fingers. And I took boiled potatoes from a stew that I had made.
Uh-huh.
That was
a vegan stew, was it, Dave?
No. It was a green chili pork stew. But I washed it away. I washed the porkiness with water, okay? And then I added some scallions. That's vegan for sure. And then
that's the first thing that was vegan.
And then I added, you know, this is a nice touch from Chris. I added fried garlic chunks to mimic baking bits. And I made a slit down the middle of the hot dog, and I stuffed it, and I popped it in the microwave for 1 minute. And I made a vegan hot dog, and it was delicious. It was delicious. And it was, honestly, it took about 2 minutes, 30 seconds to do the whole thing.
I will, okay. I don't even know what to say, man. The bullshit rationales aside, I award you points for, I think the tofu potato farce was really cool. I thought it was a nice touch. He legitimately did enjoy it.
It was good.
He did enjoy it. I think that the little fried garlic bits are like an underrated little vegan ingredient, you know, the little crispy, savory bits. But definitely just pulling some potatoes out of a pork stew and then putting them on a hot dog.
I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator 1. Like, come at me! What are you waiting for? All right?
100% is what's happening.
I'm telling you right now, like, I did it.
I think those were some nice...
I did it right. My moral compass was right.
I think you had some very good moves in there.
But I know what's going to happen. I'm going to be punished. It's going to be like being the first person through the wall in anything. When you break through, you get punished, and I'm getting punished. It's okay.
Let's not make a martyr out of the guy.
I'm not.
Who got vegan and served.
They call Oppenheimer American Prometheus. No, I think I am the American Prometheus because I shared with the world how to make a vegan hot dog. Not vegan.
There's not enough quotation marks in the world around the word vegan in that sentence.
Wow.
So, Brian, I think you can see why he's coming so hard for you. What did I draw? The iPad died, so I have no notes. I'm just going. I'm freestyling now. What did I get? I got keto. So my goal for keto was to. The only thing that was not keto in this recipe were the mashed potatoes. So I went to
Did you stuff it with hot dogs.
So I just blended up some hot dogs and stuffed them in there.
Wait, are you serious?
It's hot dog stuffed hot dog. No, I didn't.
Oh
do that.
Shit! I was actually gonna say
I fucking thought about it.
I was inspired by Damien Hirst.
I thought about it.
That's gangster. Like,
no, I did. However. I did do what keto people do, which is replace all of your starches with more meat. So I did increase the meat, and I didn't want to. I had the stuffed version of this thing. I made the original by the book, and I'm just gonna say, like, I didn't really enjoy the stuffed hot dog. So I decided I wanted to keep it fun. I bought little Smokies, the little weenies. I wrapped those in bacon, skewered them with toothpicks, threw them in the air fryer at 340 for 15 minutes. And while that was happening, I squeezed some chorizo out of its plastic casing into my flat bottom wok and added the scallion whites to that, cooked that off, added some shredded Oaxacan cheese, a little Monterey Jack I had in the fridge too, just stirred that until it was melted, basically made queso fundido, put that in a little tray at the exact time that my air fryer dinged. And instead of doing stuffed hot dogs, I did little dippers. I did little hot dog fondue. So I just scooped, I took these skewered bacon wrapped hot dogs and dragged them through queso fundido. And it was like I felt my heart slowing with every single.
So you did a modern dance interpretation of this.
I did a modern dance
based
interpretation.
Based on the true story of keto.
I did a at the Keto Theater in downtown Los Angeles in Glendale, California. I performed a modern dance reinterpretation of stuffed hot dogs. That was my whole thing. I upped the meat. I unstuffed the dogs. I didn't want to do the stuffed hot dog. It was not fun to eat for me. So I just made these little orders.
Hey, do you think you followed the rules? I mean, I think that you follow the rules as much as I follow the rules. Then
no, I follow them more than you follow the
Brian,
rules.
I don't know, man. To make fondue. Listen.
No, also, Chris, you didn't use hot dogs. You didn't even use
those are hot
a
dogs
hot dog.
For sure.
Little
those
Smokies?
Are little hot dogs for sure.
What?
Little Smokies. No.
Little Smokies?
I don't know about that.
Little Smokies are not
that.
Hot dogs, my friend.
Emulsified hot dogs.
No. There's a lot of wieners out there. There's a lot of kind of sausages out there. So you
little
literally
Smokies
just said.
Not, little Smokies are not hot dogs, man. And I got to say, I have two beefs. Two beefs. Number one, you didn't use hot dogs in the hot dog episode. Number two, you made a dip and you made bacon wrapped little Smokies. That has nothing to do with this recipe.
And also, you it's made true. This at work, right?
No, I made it at home. I made it at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then,
oh, I see.
Usually I know my cheese limits.
What was your THC level at this point?
I blew right past my cheese limits on these guys.
Your
4 o'clock was not.
There
a
was
fun,
definitely
was not
elevation.
I could have easily just done another stuffed hot dog. I wanted to do it this way because I thought it'd be more fun to do a little keto version of the thing. I didn't want to stuff it with fucking rutabaga. But I will say it was very delicious. It was so insanely unhealthy. There's nothing healthy about this recipe. It makes me just like when I think about this as like a, it was absolutely keto. But I was like, man, how do keto people survive? Like, this shit is crazy.
Well,
so there you have three very startlingly, appallingly different renditions of the stuffed hot dog, the Ottawa classic. Our judges, which today comprise Gabby and Victoria in the booth, are going to issue first, second, and third place to the people who, to each of us. As they are tabulating their scores, I'll give you guys a quick update on how things stand for the season so far. Right now, in first place, John DeBerry leads with an average score of 9.25. Hot on his heels is Dave Chang with a score of 9.23. In a three-way tie for third, sitting on 9.00, are Priya, Brian, and Rachel. And in dead last is me with 8.71. That's where things currently stand. Gabby, Victoria, have the judges reached their decisions for this episode?
Yes. Okay, so unfortunately, Dave, I think I'm going to have to award you a third place and no points for the hot dog.
He still gets his points. He just gets third place.
He gets third place. In second place, we're going to have Chris Yang for his keto interpretation. And in first place for his creativity is Mr. Brian Ford.
Thank you. Thank you, production team. Thank you very much. You know, I want to take a moment to just say how proud I am to become the first place winner of this episode, where I did very, very excellently. And I really appreciate recognition where it was due.
Now in a tie for first place with 9.25 points are John DeBerry and Brian Ford.
The best.
The hot dog mutilator.
The best of the best.
Falling into a solo share of third place in his ongoing season descent here, Dave Chang with 9.14. You've been dragged down to the with the plebs here.
The further I go up this river, the more I go into the descent of madness.
All right, Kurtz. We've got Priya and Rachel.
He wasn't wrong.
Priya and Rachel now sitting at 9.00.
Hey, I'm in third place. You're in second place?
I'm in last place. My score this week only dragged my cumulative score up by 0.02. So I'm at 8.73. I'm being held in the basement by these fuckers. Anyway, next time we're on the show, we will no longer be talking about hot dogs. And I'm sure everybody listening is grateful for that. We're going to be talking about chicken wings. Brian, your choices of chicken wing recipes, your listener submitted choices are Mom's Braised Chicken Wings by Yime Yang, Salted Egg Yolk and Garlic Chicken Wings by Jason Chin, Sweet and Sour Apple Cider Chicken Wings with Cilantro by Katie Raffa, Bacon Cheeseburger Wings by Matt Schaefer, and Chicken Wing Karaage and Mochi Waffles by David Lefkowitz. Which one of these are we going to be making?
So is the last option from David, are those fried chicken wings?
Yes. I mean, it's karaage, so yes, they are fried wings.
And the first one was the braised ones?
The first one is the braised ones. Mom's Braised Wings. I think they're like a Chinese-style wing.
Let us do the Mom's Braised Wings, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't think I've ever prepared chicken wings without frying them, and I'd like to try something new.
Mom's Braised Chicken Wings with Sichuan peppercorns, garlic, canned pickle jalapenos, and carrots, doubanjiang, dark soy. Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
We will be making braised chicken wings, but not just any braised chicken wings. Our last order of business here on the show is to take a spin on the wheel of death. So, Brian, you have not seen some of these new items. We're not gonna explain them for the seventh time. But if you land on any of these, we'll give you the explanation. But there are some revisions here. You want me to spin? You want Dave to spin for you?
I want neither of y'all to spin for me.
I'm gonna spin for you. Round and round we go, and we land on healthy.
Beautiful. That shit is already healthy.
As the winner of this episode, you get to choose between any of the sort of existing diet constraints that are out there, keto, Whole 30, Atkins, whatever, whatever, South Beach. Choose a restriction you want to abide by in making your chicken wings.
Can you guys spin first while I think about this? I mean, shit.
Yeah. Here's Dave. Dave's going to spin. You might have more choices to make here, though, Brian. Oh, fusion.
Okay.
All right. So, Brian, this is a pretty Chinese recipe. Fusion means, as the winner of the episode, you choose another food culture or country or style that you want to make Dave fuse this recipe with.
That's dope. Okay. Fuse means that he can still use Chinese influence.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got to make, or you could do it in the style of a chef.
So let's do like West African.
Okay.
Cool. Here's my spin. I'm going to get something terrible.
Oh!
I also got
fusion.
All right, Brian, pick another place to fuse this with.
You also got fusion. I'm going to Greece. Like, so,
Mediterranean flavors? That's not easy to do.
Star anise, licorice flavor. Ouzo.
Greece.
Yoo-hoo!
Okay, great. I'll be making some Greco-Oriental wings next time I see you. What did you choose
for
your
health? All you have to do is imagine if Alexander the Great did not die in India and he went all the way.
He would have got his ass kicked, bro. What healthy option did you choose, Brian?
What is South Beach diet? I mean, I don't know any of this shit, man.
Let's just pick South Beach diet because you're
South Beach boy.
You're South Beach boy. Let's do this.
What?
South Beach diet.
Hold on.
All right, so next time we got Brian Ford on the show, we're going to be talking about chicken wings. He will be making Mama's South Beach.
Think about it. Whatever it is, it's going to be South Beach.
All right, South Beach diet it is.
Chang will be making some
West African
Chinese braised wings.
Oh, that's going to be delicious, man.
And I'll be making the classic combination chicken wing dolmas. Don't know what I'm going to be making. It's going to be a disaster. Thank you all.
Feta tofu. He's using feta cheese.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you to Brian Ford for joining us. Congratulations,
yep.
Brian.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Give us 5 stars. We'll talk to you all real soon.
Thanks, dude.
Thank y'all.